Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I'm sorry if I've just got way too much energy for you. Just turn that radio volume down a little bit. Get up, get up, get up. It's time. I wish we could convince our producers of that. Whoa! They're both here. Yeah. The 20th of November. Can you believe that?
I don't know. It just feels like a
7:05 in the morning.
We shouldn't be panicking. We should be loving going into the Thanksgiving week.
The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're in there switching out or something. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Okay. Are you having turkey for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I guess.
You know, you don't have to. You can have you can have anything you want. You can have ham. You can have squirrel.
I'm actually
you
invited.
You can have possum.
I'm invited for dinner with our pot.
Oh,
and I'm thinking to make some pierogi. You know, like Ukrainian pierogi.
Pierogi. What is that?
It's like dumplings with potatoes.
That's right. That's right. You know, I remember that. Yeah, pierogi. Is Ben's in there too? What are you doing? Are you
good
with
morning.
The family this week?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, I just love this kid already. You know, every time we think we can't get a younger producer, I'm wrong. And Christina has taken him under her wing.
It's kind of like when you watch The Voice. Can they get younger than 13? They're 13
now.
But
he's not 13. Come on.
No, but I'm just saying that, you know, at what time? They don't have teen idol anymore.
He can still be grounded. Is that right?
Yeah.
He's shaking his head up and down. I love it. Hey, what's the weather? What's the weather look like?
We are blessed. We have a great staff. And, of course, you know, with, you know, Sue doing the morning news and doing such wonderful work that she does. It's just, we're very blessed.
We have a new bookkeeper. Our other, you know what? We ought to advertise our bookkeeper's job like this. Want to fall in love?
Oh.
Come work for Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We've lost both of them. To love. Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about Rosalind Carter after this, but first of all, today
we'll be love.
69 overnight lows, increasing clouds with overnight lows tonight at 45. For those of our listeners who tune in and want to hear the weather, that's what we have today. Boy, did we just go through that horrible storm, horrific storm over the weekend that just blew everything we had around in it. But the ground, I'm sure, look at today, it's happy. And tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 67. Tuesday night's overnight lows of 45. Wednesday calls for partly sunny with a high of 67. And Wednesday night lows of 47. Now, as I'm looking at this week, it looks like there's not any rain in our forecast. Thursday, Thanksgiving, beautiful day to take the family on walks, 67 degrees.
How about
cross the bridge, do
Garden
some things.
Garden of Lights.
Absolutely. Friday.
It started Friday.
Right. Mostly clear Thursday night with overnight lows of 46 and Friday sunny with a high of 64. Saturday, 63. Sunday, 63. Beautiful sky, some cloudiness, but that's it throughout the week. If you look outside right now, it's absolutely gorgeous. No clouds in the sky.
Do you know how hard it...
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, veteran-owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Do you know how hard the wind was blowing?
No, I don't.
Okay, went out to the stables, right? And Odina was hanging on to a post. With her front feet and her back feet were a little bit off the ground. That's how hard it was. That's how hard it was blowing. Do you believe that?
Well, it's an interesting visual.
Okay.
You know, we're working today and it's Monday and, we had, a wonderful weekend. I was blessed to have a great performance on Saturday night with some wonderful friends. Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Lou White. And that was really great. And we've just been, you know, busy as we all are getting prepared for family visiting or going to see family. So we want everybody to be safe. But we're, and our studios are right across from the hotel over there. So we see people, you know, with their, walking their dogs and parking their RVs. And, you know, it's Thanksgiving week. But I wanted to, say rest in peace to somebody who I thought was just such a lady. Former First Lady, Rosalynn Carter has died at the Carter's home in Plains, Georgia. And that was over the weekend. The Carter Center announced that she had entered hospice care alongside former President Jimmy Carter, her husband of 77 years. Jimmy Carter said his wife was his equal partner in everything he ever accomplished. So, rest in peace, Rosalynn Carter. She did amazing things.
She was, I guess she defined the, she, I guess she kind of defined the love in a, you know, Jimmy Carter was not very popular while he was president. And he, she kind of defined the iron rose, I guess, and was a, you know, Southern lady. And she stuck by Jimmy, and then she, once he was, once he lost office, they got into so many things. And, she went into hospice last week, and Jimmy Carter's in hospice too. So I, as sad as it is, they've been together 77 years. I don't know how much longer Jimmy Carter will last after this.
Well, on their first date, they went to a movie, and Carter told his mother the next morning, "She's the one I'm going to marry." And it feels like, I mean, I think that happens in today's times, but back in those days, it seems like you hear those stories of the people, you know, of the World War II era of people. They didn't have, of course, all this plug-in, and they just, you know, everything was really about a feeling.
Yeah.
And that less than a year after the first date, he proposed.
Yeah, was he going, was he at the Naval Academy?
Yes.
Okay, he was at the Naval Academy, so, and then went on, I think, to become a captain. He was a submarine commander. And then I became the governor of Georgia. Is that something like that? It's been, I should have, you know, looked it up, but I was thinking about all the things they've done, Habitat for Humanity. There he is out swinging a hammer, and she was doing so many nice things, and, you know, to help people. And they didn't have to. And,
no.
You know, back when he was president, we had interest rates like in the teens. You know, we're complaining, we're dying out here at 8%, 7.5%. But back when he was president, interest rates on homes were in the 18s and 18, 19%. I remember because I was actually, you know, on an independent duty, and we were looking to buy a house. No way we could do it. The interest rates were just so high. And but it's been so many years since.
Right. That. And in this article, particular article that I have before me right now, she said he called her Rosa, and he said that having been elected president was because of her help. The former First Lady said she loved campaigning and meeting Americans across the country, and she valued hearing directly about the challenges they faced. She said, "I love it. I love campaigning." When do you ever hear anybody say that? "I had the best time. I was in all the states in the United States. I campaigned solid every day the last time we ran." And that was an interview in 2021.
You just sent that to somebody, what you just said. You had your phone had a, was on for vocal.
Doesn't that, who'd you just send it crazy? To? I have to, let me just
who'd
get that
send
up.
It to? Never mind. Hey, you know, if you ever do vocal messages or text on your phone, you got to really watch it that it's not sitting next to you and that you're talking about something and it records everything, and then if you move the phone, you send it. So there's somebody out there that got 5 minutes of conversation about Rosalynn Carter, Anyway, okay, we're going to take our first break. Anne-Marie will call us right after the break and tell us what's going on this week. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah, Four Winds Jewelry, it's that time of the year. Start looking for those object to art, of art there, the jewelry. They've got, they're bringing everything out. Native American, turquoise, estate jewelry, you name it. It's their specially designed pieces that they've done. It's a full service jewelry store. It's the only one in Reading with a, it's got a watch repairman. It's got it all. And Four Winds Jewelry, it's locally owned, locally operated. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Good people down there. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Their big sale starts December 1st, 20% off everything. We'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Reading Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Reading Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Reading Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at readingrodeo.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning here on November the 20th. It's a little chillier today than it has been. The temperature, though, is not bad. And it's going to be a beautiful week. On the phone is Anne Marie with the community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance.
And it's currently 53 degrees. And you're saying the temperature's not bad. 53 degrees
it's
currently.
Not bad.
No.
It's not bad. It's not 32. Okay. Hey, good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning. It's great to be back.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Well, this past Veterans Day, I was aboard the USS Hornet.
How was that?
Awesome and awesome. I'm just going to say, there was a special Veterans Day ceremony which marked the 80th anniversary of the commissioning of the ship and the 25th anniversary of her current mission as a museum. While I was aboard, I was also able to meet some real life Rosie the Riveters from World War II era, and there's not a lot of them left.
Wow.
So that was a super big treat. Getting to tour the ship, you know, seeing the tight quarters, and yes, they are tight. it made me even more thankful for our military members that served aboard.
What did you think about the berthing areas when they were like, or did they have the racks were like six high?
Yeah, like I said, really tight corners and quarters, and I liked the chapel aboard, though. That was laid out very nicely, and I took some photographs of that. But, yeah, there's no windows down there either.
Nope, there's no windows, and in fact, I had when you're aboard ship for several months at a time, if you're not, stopping at ports, it becomes relative. You've got to, have a watch that tells you what it is 24 hours a day because a six on your watch can mean six in the morning or six at night. So
exactly. Yeah,
because you don't see the sun. I had a friend that was stationed on a carrier that every day he would go up and just get outside just so he could, reaffirm that the sun was there. So, okay, so what's going on?
Well, as we begin our community calendar for this Thanksgiving week, I wanted to let you know about a coat drive that's taking place now through November 30th. The need is for new or gently used coats, preferably for women and children, which can be dropped off at the Reading Library located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. This coat drive is being hosted by the Teen Advisory Board, and all donations will go to one safe place. The Reading Garden of Light has begun and will run through January 7th. It will be 5 p.m. through 9 p.m. Wednesdays through Sundays. According to ReadingGardenOfLights.org, the event will feature over 1 million lights, over 10 acres of gardens, new glowing swings, new model train exhibit, and new music and animation, just to name a few highlights. The Reading Garden of Light will be held at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Makano Botanical Gardens, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. For more information, visit readinggardenoflights.org. On Wednesday, November 22nd, you can enjoy a golf course of lights at the Oasis Fun Center, located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake. The event starts at 5 p.m. Pricing information and more details can be found on their website at oasisfuncenter.com. The golf course lights will run November 22nd through January 15th. on Thanksgiving Day, November 23rd, the Bernie Lions Club will host their annual Thanksgiving dinner from noon to 3 p.m. There is no charge for the dinner, but donations are greatly appreciated. The dinner includes turkey, dressing, rolls, mashed potatoes, salad, green beans, carrots, and pies. The Thanksgiving dinner will be held at the Bernie Lions Hall. Now, for those 65 and older that cannot physically make it to the hall, there is a delivery option available. For more information, call 530-421-8889. This Thanksgiving dinner is being offered by the Bernie Lions Club and open to residents of Bernie. Also on Thanksgiving Day, you can check out the 8th Annual Turkey Trot at the Cone and Kimball Plaza in Red Bluff. This 5K and 1 mile family fun run is being presented by the Active 2030 Club of Red Bluff. Runner registration begins at 7 a.m. and the race starts at 8 a.m. Adult runners 16 and older are $25. Runners 15 and under are $10, and children under 5 are free. Reserve your spot at eventbrite.com. Hawes, Historic Hawes Farms, presents Lights on the Farm, starting Friday, November 24th at 5 p.m., and running at various times through December 30th. Highlights include a 50-foot Christmas tree, craft vendors, food and drink options, a mile of festive lights on board the Hawes Express or country-covered wagon. Tickets and event times can be found on their website, historichawsfarm.com. And be sure to check them out on Facebook as well, because they're also posting videos and photos. And that's at Hawes Farms. Historic Hawes Farms is located at 6465 Deschutes Road in Anderson. The 19th annual Cascade Christmas will begin November 24th at 7 p.m. and run through December 3rd, with various show times depending on the date you choose, if it's an evening performance or a matinee. The Cascade Theater is located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. For ticket information, visit cascadetheater.org. And that is your sample of events happening this Thanksgiving week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you, Anne Marie.
Thank you.
The Anne Marie and the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 530-224-2345 for personal insurance, business insurance, and more. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, a lot of people are going to be traveling, and you have that chip in your windshield that could turn into a big crack. Well, take it down to Jeff Wurst. It's a locally owned, locally operated shop here who does just absolutely great work on fixing windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, up to 2 feet in length. Don't fool around with your family safety. Take it down and let Jeff take a look at it. You can bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business and, like I said, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back.
But if it wasn't for your misfortune, I'd be a
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on a lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Black Bear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Monday, Monday.
Our radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 Your Talk Radio. Carl Lindabot. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. I was just turning up my headphones. Must be somebody in here that has wonderful hearing.
Well, Sunday, you know, we have a Saturday and Sunday. I mean, some, no, okay. So,
yeah, different, how many people?
Right.
We've got like six different shows in here on
weekend.
On weekends. Yeah, six or seven. Anyway, did I say Cornerstone Community Bank?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a local bank.
It's Monday.
It is a community bank. We do business at Cornerstone. Very happy with them. They came out of the blocks about 16 years ago, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay. A lot of things happening. Do you want to know how much your Thanksgiving meal is going to cost this year on an average? Okay. You ready? The average cost of preparing a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people is cheaper this year. It's because of turkeys. They did not have any avian flu, and
okay.
So there's a lot more turkeys available. But it's going to cost, a dinner of 10 will cost an average of $61.17. Now, that's down from the record $64 last year, but an increase from $53, almost $10 less in 2021. So, turkeys, and that includes the typical side dishes such as cranberries, dinner rolls, green peas, and sweet potatoes.
Mm.
Now, some people, though, a lot of people will spend up to, this year most shoppers plan to spend between $100 and $200 on their Thanksgiving feast.
Hmm. Well, while you're in the kitchen, you may look up at some art that Grandma had on the wall.
Oh, my God.
Because recently in the news, a long-lost $26 million masterpiece was found in the kitchen. And it's heading to the Louvre after a four-year campaign. And last night we watched Women in Gold, right?
Oh, my gosh. What a...
I'm glad you watched that with me.
Yeah, it was a... It's a movie, but it's based on fact, and I read about it afterwards, and it pretty much followed the, you know, followed what happened. Is this lady whose sister died, and she had fled from Austria right at the beginning of World War II. She was Jewish, as was her family, and her sister, her aunt, was the model for this Austrian painter by the name of Klimt. Klimt painted, he looked at things a little bit differently. He was using gold and silver on, you know, LeMay.
I think that's K-L-I, was it P-T, Klimt?
Yeah, Klimt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he became like the artist. He died early of pneumonia. So his paintings were valuable. Well, her uncle had paid him to do a portrait of his wife, Adele. And he was sitting on they had it on their wall along with a couple of his paintings. Well, when the Germans came in, they confiscated all of these paintings. And then they ended up in the National Museum of Austria. So she said her friend who had they'd grown up in Austria together, son was a lawyer, a young lawyer. And she said, this isn't, you know, I would like to get my paintings back. Well, of course, there's every reason in the world to say that's too hard to do. But the story is that he persevered, and they persevered, and they end up going to arbitration in Austria. And after he presents his case about why these were stolen from the family, that they should be returned. Because the first time the Austrians said, no, you don't meet that requirement. And they went to arbitration and with three Austrians. And at the end of it, the arbitration committee says, no, you get them back. And, so, you know, anyway, so when you see this and you think, well, what happened after that, which is kind of like one of the best parts of the movie. It shows what happened to the young lawyer who then used his part of, oh, by the way, that painting sold for $156 million and is now in New York at the Neuve Museum and is on display. And the Austrians had asked her, well, look, obviously, can we work out something that, you know, you can leave it here? And she said, no, you've had it long enough. You took it. Now it's time to come home back like I did and go to America. So this, not just this painting, but some others that they owned were bought.
Mm-hmm.
And so he used a portion of his to build Holocaust. A wing in the Holocaust Museum in L.A. And she ends up
giving... Of our work that was confiscated. Yeah.
In the Holocaust Museum?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she donated hers to a number of charities. So she died when she was 91, and he's still practicing law, and he's working on that. I think it's recidivism where they go back and they get those paintings or those works of art that were stolen by the Nazis, and they figure there's like 100,000 pieces of art out there, and statues and whatever. So, yeah, what a movie.
Well, this particular article about this elderly woman. Is the Louvre Museum in Paris has added a national treasure to its collection 4 years after it was discovered during a house clearance. It's called Christ Mocked by the Florentine painter, Simabue. It was found in an elderly woman's house in the town of Compiègne in 2019. She had kept the rare artwork, which she thought was a Greek religious icon, in her kitchen. The unsuspecting owner of the piece did not know where the 10 by 8 painting had come from, but the art specialists, which were asked to carry out tests on the painting following its discovering at the time. The painting dates back to 1280 and went on to fetch almost $24.2 million, euros, which is $26.8 million in 2019, more than four times the pre-sale estimate. So there's been the same thing has gone on with who does it belong to. It belongs here. It needs to be here. You've had the France Minister of Culture, saying one thing. And so it's an interesting story. You may want to go into, Jack Guy out of CNN. And it's called The Long Lost, $26 million Masterpiece Found in Kitchen Heads to the Louvre After a Four-Year Campaign.
Well, if you ever go to, if you ever watch KIXE, our local PBS channel, they have that show about
Antiques Roadshow. Yeah, love that show.
And they find things like, oh, yes, this painting here is worth $86,000. It's been hanging.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, it's been hanging in the bathroom.
Since
my grandfather had it, and he got it from, we don't know where he got it from. And it turns out to be worth that. Or furniture that dates back to the Revolution. And nobody knows this. So he goes, well, I've been kind of keeping it in the workshop. When you see things like that. So you read about this on a regular basis, that people are discovering art. Somebody bought something out of a thrift store that was worth $50,000 a piece of art. And so, it might be worth, if you've got some older works of art that was handed down through the family, maybe to have it, appraised just to see if that's going to pay for your grandkids going to college. So, okay. If you're traveling this week, if you're flying this week, stand by. They say it's going to be the busiest flight since 2005. Maybe more people flying on Thanksgiving than ever before. And then you think about it. Think about this. So, get to the airport 2 hours early. Maybe you should get to the airport 3 hours early. And if you're flying internationally, they always say 4 hours early. Well, maybe you should belong to the Snook family like I do. The bus is going to pick you up, or the car is going to pick you up at 6 o'clock. And at 4:30, I'm hearing stuff outside. I'm going, somebody trying to break into the room. No, it's your daddy. Putting stuff out at 4:30, and then when
they
you
are
hear,
the early birds,
and then when you hear it at 4:30, you
they are the early
literally
bird.
Levitate to the to attention in the bed and go, we gotta get going.
It's cell memory.
And I said, wait, we don't even have to put them out there till 6. It's 4:30 in the morning. I know.
How many people have traveled with their parents? And they have the routine they begin with their husband and their own family.
Yeah.
And then they have this routine that the parents are heard, and you're stuck in the middle. You get stuck in the middle. Because even though, even though you have your life and you try to continue on with the life the way you've created it, there's still this.
You're not stuck in the middle.
There's still this bell ringing back here like this, like there's a bell ringing.
We immediately acquiesce to whatever Tom Snook's going to do.
I want the turkey that way. And you're just like,
the giblet gravy.
We are always children inside, always, forever and ever.
Now, here's where I knew your mom loved me. Giblet gravy. My mom used to fix giblet gravy, which I could never eat. So she would fix without giblets. But that's what your mom did.
My mom does giblet gravy.
Your mom was doing giblet gravy, and then she turned around and she made more gravy without the giblets.
Because I don't like giblet gravy.
Well, she had asked, and I said, well, it's not one. I know I can eat it. It's not one of my favorites. So she did it without giblets, too. That's when I knew your mom accepted me and loved me. So.
Oh, traditions. Everyone's going to have some kind of tradition. You know, like some people will make, you talked about that with the dressing the next day, you make the little pancakes.
No, mom would make like little muffins of turkey or dressing and just, you know, do it in the oven. And then we'd have like these little dressing patties left over to have with the turkey. Yep. Speaking of which, my son-in-law makes cranberry relish from scratch. And we now have the recipe, so I'm going to be making cranberry relish on Tuesday, tomorrow. I'm going to start making it. I went out and bought all the fresh cranberries I could find. Not really all of them. But that's something else, is if you're going to make something from scratch. Anyway.
All right, so we're going to come back and, you know, I've been watching and reading up on, because we know a lot of people are traveling, and this is just, it's really become like, is it rude to put your plane seat back?
No.
Do put your plane seat back or not to put your plane seat back? We are going to talk about other passengers and what are courtesies during this season for people to fly. It'll be a conversation at the table, I am sure.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show, 7 to 9 a.m., live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday It's a Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Remember, this is such a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. Love it. That could be a it's been remade, but it could be remade again.
Who was the original one that did it? It was something, it was a band.
That's Juice Newton.
That's Juice, but then, it was made by, that Linda Ronstadt did it.
Did she?
She did it, but it was a cover of this other one of this, of a small group that wrote that and recorded it, but it never was the hit that Ronstadt had. Anyway, 7:50 in the morning, 53 degrees out there on the 20th of November.
Wow, the big 2-0.
Yep. Hey, Thursday, Thanksgiving. Just to let you know, we're going to be running Best Of on Thursday and Friday so we can get our people off for the weekend so they can spend time with their families and the day after that. The threats. I got the threats, so we're going to be doing that, taking them off, you know, letting everybody off Thursday and Friday.
What's the threats?
The staff. The staff is threatening me.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. I'm slow this morning. I know it's Monday. What do you want? So don't
traveling.
I can't even. This one grosses me out, but we're going to talk about some of the things on a plane of some etiquette. Please, don't put your bare feet on another passenger's armrest. I told Carl, if somebody put their bare foot on my, I would find my needle or a pen and I'd stick their foot. Get off your smelly feet off my armrest. Anyway, it's an etiquette tip. Don't ever do that.
I mean, I have flown hundreds of thousands of miles. I have never seen somebody do that. I have seen them get into weird positions on seats.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, but I've never seen anything like that. I've seen people getting sick on flights. I've had the babies crying.
Yes.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
I sat down. I was coming back from a deployment and had a lady sit down with me because I landed in Alaska and had to change a plane. She came on with two kids. One was almost maybe one, maybe younger than that, and then a two-year-old, and they sat down next to me. And I looked at that. Well, anyway, I ended up holding the 1 year old, but sleeping on me. And so she, and the other one was pretty good.
Right.
And at the end of the, you know, it was like a 4 hour flight. And I, at the end, I handed the baby
back.
That's
not too bad.
No, but you know what? How I ended up holding the baby, I still don't remember to this day, but somehow I got the baby.
Well, I really feel for young, parents that are traveling with their youngins, because you just never know when the explosion or what's going to happen. But the missing ingredient in many cases is self-awareness. And so we understand that, like, you know, the first thing you do is say hello. You know, hello to the flight attendant. I mean, we're talking about human beings here, being self-aware. It's always kind of mind-blowing, according to this particular article, to see that people aren't aware. It's my bag, my overhead bin, my seat, my flight, my connection, and, you know, it's me, me, me. And it's like there's hundreds of people around you, and you have this tiny, limited space. So imagine you're in this air bus. You're traveling in the air. You've got to really be mindful of your space. The one thing they say they don't like about the headphones, which after we went to Italy last year, I got the big headphones because I wanted the noise cancellation in case we did have to fly 10 hours with a child or somebody else that decided to babble for 5 hours. But what they want to be for you to be aware of is that when they're coming down the aisle and they're asking you for if you want service and you've got your headphones on and you're not paying attention, you're sleeping, don't be irritated and wake up and say, why didn't you wake me up? Because your headphones are an indication of leave me alone. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So they're just saying that's where take your headphones off when look up and acknowledge that they're there so they don't have to, you know, have this challenge. Kids on planes. I mean, they're just going to be kids on planes. The flip side of the parents is parents should be expected to keep an eye on their children. Like, even if they're at a restaurant and a grocery store, I mean, you can't let the kids run around, but we see this sometimes. People just check out.
The kids run amok.
Yes.
I haven't seen that either.
So what happens if you get feet kicking, if you had a kid behind you?
Kicking. Yeah, okay. I've had that. Or they'll put their feet up against the seat and push. And I'll take that for a couple minutes thinking, okay, and the mom and dad's going to take a interest in this. And when they don't, I usually stand up and say, your kid's pushing against my seat. Could you change places with them or keep them from doing it?
They also say here, if you are in a window seat and you want to have your other two people next to you, if they mind, if you close the window shade or keep it open. So this is all about really manners and etiquette. You know, like there's room for negotiation of what people want. I don't know. So instead of just saying it's my seat, I'm going to put the window seat down. The rule on armrests, I love this one because I travel in the middle seat. Why? Because I love my husband and I want to be next to him. Never did that before, but now I do it. Always the middle person gets both armrests.
What?
According to this, get to choose. Let's put it that way. They said adding the middle seat's occupant should be able to decide which way they want to lean. So the middle seat occupant definitely gets both armrests. The middle seat get anything they want. Thank you.
You might want to print that out and give it to it when we're flying. Give it to the people next to you.
And if you're leaning backwards, you get to recline your seat. It's important to look backwards first and see if somebody's knees are up against the seat. See if their table is down. As a general rule, you should just probably turn around and be kind to the person and say, do you mind if I lay down for a little bit?
It says, oh, no, you should never put your seat back because it just takes room away from the person, you know, behind you. Well, I'm sorry, but that's why they're supposed to recline, even though they don't recline a whole lot, but it's a little to give you a little more leg room, I feel.
And they talk about when people bring smelly food on the plane,
oh,
like fish tacos, that everybody can smell it, and that's not good. Also,
pizza.
Numero uno for me.
Pizza.
Do your personal grooming at home. Do not. Disgust makes me want to gag. Do not clip your nails en route to grandma's house, but do tend to your personal hygiene pre-flight. Smelly passengers from poor hygiene as too much perfume or cologne are a common complaint.
Well, I can say that I haven't really. I can't remember that as being too much of a problem, even a plane full of Marines on their way back. Maybe it's because we all smelled the same way. But when you're traveling in Europe, when I was in Croatia, when you'd walk onto the plane, it was obvious they had not cleaned the very well. Oh. You know, but there's so many things when you're traveling say you're going on a cruise ship. If you're in the Caribbean, don't take camouflage with you.
Because
they're military and they don't like people walking around in camouflage. Or on a cruise ship, don't bring on irons or coffee pots or things like this. Anything that's got an electric coil in it, they don't want you to do that. It's forbidden. They've got laundry services on there, and you can go in and wash your clothes and all those kind of things. And they do have, you can ask for an iron, and they'll bring one down to you that fits their electrical thing.
Well, I guess we're starting to have our...
What?
All right, guess what's coming up at the 8 o'clock hour?
We're having the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respective joining us. I see Susan out there. You know what? And this is going to be kind of an interesting one because this is the first time they've been on since Hamas pulled their terrorist attack in Israel. So, okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll be right back after the news with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.com.
I'm Rich Thomas. The Gaza ceasefire will take effect tomorrow morning at 7 local time. That announcement from Qatar's foreign ministry, which brokered the truce. The first group of hostages to be released by Hamas, 13 women and children, will be freed 9 hours after the fighting stops. Hamas is to release a total of 50 hostages over the four-day truce. Israel will free 150 Palestinians. A deadly vehicle crash and explosion that initially raised fears of a terror attack on the U.S.-Canada border was not terrorism, according to the FBI. It happened yesterday at the Rainbow Bridge at Niagara Falls. Ricky Wilson saw the whole thing and tells WKBW-TV, couldn't believe his eyes.
It's like the movie, and then all of a sudden I see a vehicle. It looked like an SUV, but who knows what I saw, but it was a vehicle and it was in the air.
Two people in the car were killed. A toxic train derailment has chased some people from their homes in eastern Kentucky. The railroad operator promising hotel rooms and Thanksgiving meals for the evacuees.
Livingston, Kentucky resident Cindy Bradley told TV station WTVQ that local officials went to homes warning people about the derailment.
Wham, 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 three hard knocks. It's Sandy Singleton, the commissioner of Livingston, and she says, you've got to get out, you've got to go now, it's bad.
A spokesperson for railroad operator CSX says the Wednesday afternoon derailment involved at least 16 cars, and that two of them were carrying molten sulfur, which caught fire. CSX has been working to put out the blaze. I'm Donna Water.
Chilly temps and sunny skies in New York City this morning for the 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, now in progress. In Manhattan. The stock market closed for Thanksgiving. Wall Street returns to work tomorrow, an abbreviated trading day for the stock market. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code S-A-L-E-M. Use code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback is not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
The World Health Organization is asking China for information about a worrisome increase in respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in youngsters.
China's National Health Commission has attributed a spike in flu-like illnesses this winter to the lifting of COVID-19 measures. But in recent weeks, reports in non-state media claimed that children's hospitals in Beijing and other parts of China were overwhelmed with sick children. ProMed, which monitors human and animal disease outbreaks worldwide, has also issued a notification detailing a reported epidemic of undiagnosed pneumonia in children. Other countries, including the UK and the US, saw similar surges in flu-like illnesses once pandemic restrictions were lifted.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. South Korean lawmakers have been told that Russia likely played a role in North Korea's apparent launch of its first military spy satellite. News and analysis, townhall.com. A health-related heads-up if you have this food product in your pantry.
U.S. health officials are reporting more cases of children sickened by fruit puree pouches that were recalled due to lead contamination. The Food and Drug Administration says it's received 32 reports of elevated lead levels among children who consume the products. That's up from 34 cases reported last week. The cases come from 22 states and involve children between the ages of 1 to 4. The apple puree pouches were sold under the brands Wanabana, Schnucks, and Weiss. Keith Peters reporting.
There's a battle brewing over a couple of hundred wild horses that roam free in North Dakota's Theodore Roosevelt National Park. The U.S. Park Service considering eliminating the herd of non-native species, prompting an outcry from those who insist the horses should be allowed to stay. A decision by the Park Service expected next year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're also streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Christina and Ben are at the helm in there. Good morning, my
Good
friends.
Morning. Good morning.
Is there a national day out there?
Yes, it is. It's actually World, National, and National Children's Day.
National Children's Day. Okay.
I like that.
I can get behind that one. Somehow I can get behind that.
Oh, well, of course.
Yes, of course.
You know, our children. I believe the children are future. Yeah, that's where we need to
all
go.
All right.
With our UN. What song we need that Whitney
to? Today is the 20th of November, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And there's another wonderful song that's called, that Carpenters did, called Bless the Bees and the Children. Love that song. Bless the Bees and the Children.
Well, I guess we covered our family.
Yeah. Pa-dum-bum. Hey, 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Love it. Of course, you can always stand by and have a little great comment by Carl Bott. Sunny today with a high of 69. Increasing clouds tonight with 45. A beautiful week ahead of us, ladies and gentlemen, and whatever you want to be called. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 67. I did a show on Saturday night, and I said, hi, like, can I call you that? And they laughed anyway. So truthfully, Tuesday night, mostly clear with overnight lows of 45. Wednesday, mostly sunny with 67 and partly cloudy. 47 on Wednesday night. Thanksgiving Day is calling for sunny skies with our temperatures reaching to around 67. And those nights on Thursday will be mostly clear skies with 45. As you progress to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, those are beautiful days as well in the 60s. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. In Anderson, 365-3793. Locally owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
In a veteran-owned business.
That's what I just said.
Yes.
Veteran-owned.
You did. Okay. Hey, you know what? For Thanksgiving dinner, you got to wish me luck. Because when we go out there on Silverbridge, the turkeys are crossing the road with no fear. And I'm thinking, oh, here's turkey dinner. I passed up on a couple of them because they were too small, but I saw one the other day. I got a scoop.
Big enough?
I've got a scoop on my truck that just pops it up into the air and drops into the truck bed. So, for turkey. It's not exactly the turkeys we buy at the stores, though.
They don't taste the same.
They're wild animals. Yeah, they're just muscle. Anyway, we are here with Susan Wilson. From Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and she has all this stuff on Thanksgiving, but I said, before we get to that, since Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and talking about diversity and loving our fellow man and iron, you know, that we have this bias, I forget what you call it, it's a unconscious bias or something. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Hamas and the their attack on Israel, but that is bad enough. But the anti-Semitism I'm seeing from members of Congress to thousands of people marching in support of Hamas, a terrorist organization,
Jewish students being assaulted because they're Jewish, and all these other things that are happening. What the hell's going on here? Did you ever think you'd see thousands of people marching in support of Hamas in the United States?
I think that we need to figure out whether they're marching in support of Hamas or in support of Palestine. You know, Hamas and Palestine are not the same thing. Hamas is the government, basically, of Palestine. But they are not the same thing. There are many people that live in Palestine that are just like you and me. They want to go to work.
No, they're not.
Yes, there are.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Yes, there are.
I mean, all people are peoples and souls.
If you're talking about the basic needs system.
Yes,
okay.
That's right.
Work,
human
have a
beings.
Home, take care of your kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Food. Okay.
You know, so this event that happened with Hamas was...
Well, let's just say what it is. It was a terrorist attack whose mission was to kill as many Jewish people as they could.
In that attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they have
been... In horrendous ways.
They have been killing Jewish people for years, Hamas. I mean... You gotta recognize that this is not the first time that
it has happened. It's never been at a scale like this. More Jewish lives were lost in that one event than since the Holocaust.
That's what I read. Yes.
Yeah, since the Holocaust, which some people are still denying.
I think the problem that we face in this country is to separate, and part of this is due to the media. To separate Hamas from Palestinian people.
Right.
There are people just like you and me.
Right.
Just like you and me. And those people don't know where to go. Israel says go here, and then they attack that hospital because they're trying to attack Hamas. This is a really difficult situation.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Well, Hamas uses their hospitals, their schools, their population to hide in, to hide their weapons in, to hide their, they've got tunnels underneath the hospitals where their headquarters are, and the only way you're going to root them out, unfortunately, is to
empty
hospitals. Yeah, unfortunately, is to move people out of hospitals, move them to other areas, and warn them. But here's what Hamas does. Hamas refuses.
Follows.
Hamas refuses to let the people leave. And the bottom line on this is, Palestinians, I'll agree there's a percentage of them that just want to be left alone, but there's still another large percentage that support Hamas.
There are people that support Hamas.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people that support Biden, not you, and people that support Trump, not me. You know, so, I mean, we have to realize that as people... We make our choices. You know, we make our choices. We look at what the choices are. You and I talked about that earlier. We look at what the choices are, and we make those choices. Think back in the history of Palestine and the history of the Jewish state of Israel, which I support. Don't get me wrong as I have this discussion. But post-World War II, the British went into the Middle East. And they carved it up. And they said, this will be Iraq, this will be Iran, this will be that, and this will be Israel. And then the Israelis have been fighting since then, of course, to maintain their country. Since just post-World War II.
Yeah, 1948. Mm-hmm. And the United States was the first nation to recognize Israel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have many Jewish people in this country. You know, you talked about anti-Semitism. We had that forum on anti-Semitism, SCAR did, just in the middle of the first couple weeks of October.
But did you ever think?
How did that go?
You don't,
it was wonderful.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were some kind of radical idiots that were throwing out pamphlets or
anti-Semitic
information,
and it wasn't even coming from here. It was it's coming from south or who knows where it was coming from. But it wasn't coming from here. They were just dropping it off here because we're off of I-5. But, you know, the bottom line is everybody goes, well, you know, we don't have a problem with anti-Semitism in the United States. Well, yes, we do.
We do.
And this has been going on for a while, but it's just now. And you know
this
what?
This has really brought it to a head.
Oh, man.
What brought it to a head?
Imagine if these people had been marching in support of the Ku Klux Klan. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you imagine what they'd be saying about them? Oh, you people are marching in support of a terrorist organization. Well, yeah, if you're supporting the Ku Klux Klan. Mm-hmm. But Hamas?
But I still have to remind you that I think that some of the people who are upset because Palestine is being wrecked, and there are good people in Palestine. You know, I think some people are walking for or supporting Palestinian people who are not Hamas. You know, I think that is the difficulty that our country is having. My friends are having. You know, Hamas has become equal with Palestine in people's heads.
Right.
It is equal. And really, it is not equal. You know, Palestine...
Hamas took over, and they rule with an iron fist. Now, let's just say that. They kill people. Kids can't go to school. Women are married off to older men. I mean, it's the things that people are marching about. If they were there in Palestine and voiced their opinion, they'd be killed. Lesbians, gays, dead. If they were openly gay, dead. If they wanted to have rights, individual rights like marching like this, dead. So, I mean, it's people, yeah, there's Palestinian people and there's Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, if you're going to march, just say, well, let's save the Palestinian people, but let's kill all of Hamas, or let's wipe out Hamas as a military threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But they don't do that. It's you don't see that. They're wrapping themselves in the Palestinian flag. They're you know, they're talking about, you know, they're saying, was it River to the Sea? Which is just enough. It's just a colloquial term to kill the Israelis. We got to take a break. We got a break here, and we'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember, off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, the 20th of November, 8:20 in the morning, about 53 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. What a great holiday Christmas present you can give yourself by going down to Maxwell Insurance and Financial and getting a review of your insurance and your financial matters. It's free review and evaluation. Taking a look at your retirement plans, your 401s, what about your insurance?
Your Medicare.
Your Medicare. Yes. What about your insurance?
Definitely help me with that.
Yeah, home insurance and all of that. And Judy's been helping people since 1993.
And her staff is just fantastic. Located, and help some of our friends.
Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And call her at 530-221-0441. We're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And I just went off on Hamas and people marching in support of a terrorist organization and a congressperson that was censured by her fellow congresspeople for supporting Hamas. It doesn't seem to slow her down at all.
Well, let's change the subject and let's talk about this interfaith event that happened. And again, just a shout out to Reverend Lynn Fritz.
That's right.
She does so many beautiful things, and I love that she had yesterday or last night, you had this interfaith, which the leadership of some of these, most every church and every, what do you want to call it, organization that worships, was brought into the same area of worship. Is
right.
that
right?
Did I put that
right? Right, okay. And this is something that SCAR has supported, and we sponsored this event, actually, as well, to put everybody in one room so that they can talk to each other and learn a little bit more about other folks and other religions and other ways of believing. So it's amazing the group that she managed to get together. You can read through this program I brought you, but we have for example, the Islamic Center of Reading, we have Baha'i, we have the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, for those of you who might not know that.
Mormons.
The Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all these kids, they were from about 3 to about 15, who sang, and it was great.
Man.
It was so cool. They had the Interfaith Choir, which is part of the Interfaith group, Shasta Interfaith. Sherry Gans was there from Christian Science, you know, and that's something, a group that lots of people don't know much about at all, I don't think.
I attended a church while I was in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
That was Church of Religious Science, and many people thought, you know, when you hear that, oh, is that Scientology? No, far from Scientology. Mm-hmm. But it's a study of a lot of faith.
Of a lot of faiths.
Which right. I found to be a really, that movement for me was really a good movement.
Right, and it brings you back to, what is my own spirituality? You know, where do I fit in this whole thing? Temple Beth Israel was there. We've talked a little bit about anti-Semitism. That's a small group in our town, but a group that has really already struggled with that kind of thing. You know, their temple was burned at one point, or something happened. There was a fire, I remember, and of course we have the stuff that's thrown out. Mystic Heart Fellowship.
You had the Sacred Heart Catholic Church and
Pilgrim Church, Sikhs, our friend Amarjeet
right,
Sikh.
And the Zen Buddhist, and St. Joseph Catholic, St. James Lutheran. You know, it's the gamut.
It was everybody, and it was really nice to see people talking. I have them in my car, and I forgot to bring them in. But as you remember, last year, one of the things that we really were working on this year was United Against Hate. You know, thinking about what's happened in the world all around us, everywhere. Ukraine and Russia, there in Gaza and Israel. And, I mean, there is war everywhere we look, I think, and difficulty. So one of the things that we were trying to think about was peaceful thoughts, nonviolence. You know, how do we work together? How do we go forward? And so we have our signs. I brought one for you last year. And one sign, it says, you know, that we respect unity. I mean, diversity, and we are all for respect and diversity, and the other side said united against hate. So the United Against Hate events are all between November, about 2 weeks ago, between November 8th and about the 16th or so, and we had those signs posted around town, and you know, that was.
Has hatred dropped since then?
No.
How do you know?
It's a wild guess. How's that for?
But how would you? I mean, it's. What are overt signs of hate that we have in this town?
Well, that's why I wanted to talk about Thanksgiving too, because I think that we have a lot to be thankful for.
Absolutely.
In this town. You know, and that's why I kind of brought this topic up, because I think we need to look around and say, my goodness, you know, each of us lives here and loves different things, you know, outdoors. Some people love the weather. I'm not really keen on the hot summers myself, but I mean, we have in some ways a really wonderful place to live, and we should be grateful for the lives that each of us does live. And I think that Thanksgiving, some people think Thanksgiving is about 1621, when the Indians and the settlers, the first pilgrims, got together and had some venison and some fish. You know, some people think that's what Thanksgiving is about. In a way, that's what their celebration was about. They were thankful they had food to eat, and they had people that they knew, you know. Somebody was telling me, though, I went online and I found all these really fascinating things about Thanksgiving. I think, though, that the thing that we need to remember is that Thanksgiving is really, we need to see it as a day of gratitude, a day of unity, a day of appreciating what we have in our lives, you know, maybe not necessarily everybody's life, but our lives in particular. So, so in honor of that, I brought you fudge.
Of which I've already had a piece. I snuck it in. But the thing is, and I agree, we live in a wonderful place. You know, even though we live in California, which has its problems.
Everywhere here, has its problems.
Yeah, but up here in Redding, it's different. And we have such close friends. And the fact is, this is really a great place to live. Good people, very giving community, as we know. And giving Tuesdays a week from tomorrow. And it'll just be another example about how much people take care of each other. But we turn Thanksgiving, in some cases, I just tend to ignore it about, oh, we took from. You know, Thanksgiving is just a reminder about how bad we are. And I find that.
As white people.
Well, no, I ignore that because I can't change what happened in 1619 or 1750 or 1920. I can't change those things. The only thing I can do is say, where are we now? How have we
And how do we change going forward?
And how do we continue progressing? To be guilty over something that happened 300 years ago is not something that falls into my wheelhouse, nor will I be. And I think that's what we need to look at is, okay, that happened. It's, you know, slavery. It's horrible. Slavery's all the world. In fact, slavery is still out there. But we ended it in this country. And, you know, and maybe
more
things,
or less. More or less.
Well,
I bet
slavery in
per
this
se
country.
As a yeah.
Not per se. We ended slavery in this country. I mean, you can talk about Jim Crow laws and all this, or you can talk about the human trafficking now, which is different. I'll go along with that.
That's why I was saying sort of, because
there are instances, but it is not an accepted institution.
No, it is not an accepted. No,
and if they find them, they try to eradicate them. So when I say that, but I can't do anything about that. The only thing I can do is move forward.
Right, and that, you know, after all these months of talking with you, you know that that's the way I feel. I just want people to look at themselves and their world and move forward with vigor towards what is necessary to make our world a good place to live.
Treating others like you'd like to be treated. There you go.
That's one of my favorites.
Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned store that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, the only place I've gone to get my haircut. And since I've lived here and love it, you can make an appointment at 530-244-9478 or stop by. If you've got an empty spot, there you go. Man's last stronghold. Yeah. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I never miss. Might be a second or two late coming in. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Buy your loved one a tractor for Christmas. Or just rent it for a day, you know. You can get things like that. You do it all, they do it local. This is locally owned, locally operated. This isn't some big company. This is a young couple who started this business and doing well in it. And there's a reason why. Great service. They take care of business. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And you've got factoids.
I've got factoids. So these are questions for you. They're of interest to me, maybe not to you. But how many women were at the very first Thanksgiving celebration?
None.
Four.
Okay.
22 men, 25 children, and four women.
Where were the women?
The women had mostly died on the journey over or during the first year that they were there of disease.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, think about childbirth, too. I mean, if there's 25 children, that's a lot of child.
Yeah, in the Donner Expedition,
mm-hmm.
No woman died, no child died.
Interesting, huh?
Men died. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
I just thought this was kind of interesting.
Four women left?
Only four women left in that group. Right. I just think that that's fascinating. So then another one that I thought was really interesting was, which Native American acted as the interpreter in this? And we all know that that person's name was Squanto. I mean, that sort of came down through history. But this is really interesting. He was a Native American who was vital to the Pilgrims during their first year in the New World. He acted as an interpreter and a guide.
How did he speak English?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh.
Little is known about his life, but it's believed that he was captured earlier in life by a captain commissioned by the Plymouth Company who was exploring. took him back to England, where he learned English. Then he returned to Plymouth with John Smith, where he found his entire tribe had died of smallpox and allegedly acted as a guide. Then was captured and enslaved in Spain, escaped again, and was introduced to the pilgrims and stayed with them until...
I did read that he had been in England, and that's mm-hmm. where he learned. Mm-hmm. So
isn't that? I think that's kind of fascinating. So here's another good one. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, how much does the heaviest turkey on record weigh?
Okay. 65 pounds.
Wrong. 86 pounds.
Well, I was
86
close.
Pounds. Wow.
86 pounds.
Right. So then this is a good one. What town in
86
the...
86 pounds.
86 pounds.
That might have fed a family of four for a month.
So this is kind of interesting. It's just an off-the-wall thing. But my daughter's a vegetarian, and we own this ranch down in Aptos. She has about 1,000 turkeys on her property. I think they see a sign. No, I think they just saw a sign that says vegetarian lives here, safe to.
So they're wild turkeys?
Yeah, wild turkeys.
Where do you live?
In Aptos. It's down by the Santa Cruz.
Oh.
So they just walk in or fly. Actually, they fly over the fence. We try to keep the deer out and the turkeys out, but. No. We discovered that turkeys like olives, just in case anybody ever wanted to know that.
So, does she ever hunt turkeys down there?
No.
Why?
She's a vegetarian.
I'm talking about letting other people hunt turkeys down
Oh,
there.
She would let other people shoot turkeys. Yeah. Yeah. She.
Now, how far away is that driving?
4.5 hours.
So, go down the night before.
Yeah.
Go up there and sit on the porch.
Yeah.
And kill a turkey.
There's a really nice deck. You can just sit there. You can just pick them off. Boom, boom, boom.
I get three, so I could bring a couple of friends. We wouldn't even put a dent in the population. No,
okay. It would hardly be a dent. But you can't kill, I think the favorite is Tom. But
I would just take, Sons of Tom.
Sons of Tom. Daughters of Tom. Those are all good.
Can't shoot daughters in
this. Okay, this is another good man question. What professional football team has played almost every Thanksgiving since 1934?
Say that again.
What professional football team has played almost every Thanksgiving? Every Thanksgiving.
Chicago Bears.
Detroit Lions.
Well, I was going to say because they're playing the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Right.
So they've only missed one day in the last, since like the war, the World War II war. So I think that's kind of a fun question. There's some other more difficult ones here.
Well, Thanksgiving is such, Bill Maher said,
mm-hmm.
what I'm not going to do on Thanksgiving is talk politics.
Mm-hmm.
During COVID.
Especially at Thanksgiving dinner.
COVID, and when Trump was president, the things I never understood was, and because I have people in my family that are just not in support of Trump at all.
Mm-hmm. That would be me too.
Well, they actually, families broke up and they would not go, they would not have dinner with their parents. They wouldn't have, or their siblings or anything. Instead of being able to set something aside and talk about everything else in the world, they couldn't do it. And that, to me, is a very small-minded person on either side. It'd be like, I'm sorry, we can't go up there and have dinner with you because we have somebody that supports Biden.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, we don't have to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the TV set up louder and watch Detroit Lions play somebody.
Exactly.
I don't want to listen to your crap. But the thing is no, you don't have to. So, there's so many other things, but to hear families breaking up because of either Trump or Biden or COVID was another big thing.
Right.
All
the issues around COVID.
Oh, my
all
gosh.
The
as
COVID.
We have found out, is that the government was wrong in almost all of them.
Well, I'm not going there because it's almost Thanksgiving, and I don't want to talk about COVID.
Well,
however,
neither do I,
however,
but it's the thing is, though, is we've got to look at the damage that what we did to our schools and mm-hmm. businesses
and our children.
And children and suicides and drug use just exploded during that time mm-hmm. when people were isolated.
Right.
And if Thanksgiving is one thing,
mm-hmm.
it's to end isolation. It's to bring
I would go there too. I would go there too. I think that that's one of the best things about Thanksgiving is, you know, it's one of the most traveled or maybe the most traveled time in our country, you know. And thank goodness they fixed the 10 freeway. You know, my daughter is a Caltrans engineer, so I have to say, thank goodness they fixed the
10 freeway. Okay.
Do you know where that runs across?
Yes.
Southern California and yeah. into L.A.
Right.
Sort of to the L.A. airport, actually.
Well, but look what happened in L.A. They just set bridges on fire and have weakened the structure of the bridges from homeless fires.
Well.
There you go. But see, you know, but going back to the original premise that we have to take a break is Thanksgiving should be the time that mm-hmm. you can sit with each other and you can hold hands and pray or go along with people. If they don't want to pray, they can still go along with it.
Or you can cook together. I think cooking together and eating together is one of the best ways to bring people together.
And realize that while there's Black Friday, there's also Brown Friday, which is the plumber's biggest day, is the day after Thanksgiving.
I read that toilets are used the most on the afternoon of Thanksgiving
I was
Day.
At a Thanksgiving dinner when the sink clogged up early, and they actually got a plumber to show up that day. He brings his assistant with him. Nice guy. He ends up having dinner with us.
That's grand.
Got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They're on the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement and many other procedures they do that keep people from having to drive to Sacramento or the Bay Area. They are a teaching hospital now with that residency program with 13 physicians. This thing's going to be ongoing. Next year, another 10. Next year, another 8 or 10. Who knows? But they're bringing in physicians into our area from not only nationally but internationally. And the ones I've talked to love it here. So maybe that will be something that they could say, you know what, I really liked Redding. I'm going to be in Redding. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Struck me like a cold.
Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Hi. This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Ridding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Welcome back.
What's white man dancing?
Average white boy dancing. Okay. AWB. Hey, welcome back to the show. Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, I love having you here, Linda.
Why? Because
I just love having you here.
Well, thank you. I like being here.
And questions.
I like our guests.
Yeah, Susan Wilson today from Shasta County Citizens Advocate and Respecters. We call them the SCAR Group.
The SCAR Group.
The SCAR Group.
The SCAR Group.
I don't even know. Where do you want to go to now? Because this is our last segment. And
well, I kind of liked what we were talking about right before we took the break, and that was conversations. You know, and being respectful and in those conversations with each other, and avoiding those conversations that one does not want to have, and just trying to get along and learn a little bit more about your family and enjoy the time you spend with them, because this is a big travel time and this is the biggest sort of get together time
year,
in
it's more going to be more people flying than ever since 2005.
Right. So, which is really a kind of a happy thing, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as...
Unless you're in the middle seat. But then we just found out that the person in the middle seat gets either one of the armrest.
Oh, really? I didn't know that was the rule.
Well, I was just looking at etiquette for people flying and, you know, no bare feet, stay in your space, be courteous with the person who's the... window seat, to ask others around you, do you want it up or do you want it down? Not just assume that you can slam it up and down whenever you feel like it, because you're sharing a space.
Yeah.
You're sharing a very tight space.
Yeah. And Thanksgiving's kind of like that. You're sharing a fairly tight space.
You're bringing in food that maybe not everybody likes the smell of it.
Yeah.
Be careful with
the taste of it.
Or the perfume that you have on.
No. We have vegans at our Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they bring their own food, and we're okay with that.
So I live, of course, in a family of vegetarians. We're having Bip and Bop for Thanksgiving. And you probably go, what in the world is that?
Well, I think
that
a lot of people are.
That is a Korean dish. It's rice with multiple vegetables with a great sauce on it. And that's what we're having for Thanksgiving. When we started about 3 or 4 years ago, we used to have turkey just to torture Jen, my daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to have turkey. But now we have Bip and Bop.
Are you vegetarian?
I was for years.
Well, you're not now.
I'm not now.
So you're not going to have turkey because of one person in the whole family?
No, I really don't like turkey. That's why we're not having turkey. We're having like bip and bop, which
is... Do you like dressing?
Which is... I do like dressing.
There you go. How can you have dressing without turkey?
Well, I just make it. I just make dressing.
You can bake it, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, I know you can, but there's something about... Do you put gravy on it?
No, I'm not a gravy person either.
Oh,
I'm not
all right,
a gravy
guys.
Person either. So I just wanted to point out that the first Thanksgiving was 3 days long.
Well, that makes sense.
Is that all?
Three days long.
Well, you had to travel.
Just telling you.
You had to travel. It's not you got in your car and left.
Mm-hmm.
You brought your stuff and you stayed.
Well,
and you cooked.
You clean a deer.
And you visited.
That's just going to take some time right there.
And how many turkeys do you think are prepared every year for Thanksgiving?
Oh, gosh. You know, okay.
Wild guess.
A million. No, over a million.
Oh, you got to do better than that.
Okay, over 10 million.
Do better than that.
20 million?
More than that.
50.
46 million a year.
Mm,
46 million.
For
just to tell you. Just to tell you. Just for Thanksgiving. And Christmas adds another 22 million.
Mm.
So that is turkey time.
That's a staggering statistic.
I know. I'm giving you these statistics
wow.
so that you have something to talk about at
right.
Thanksgiving.
Are you kidding?
You know?
You don't realize how much money I'm going to make on these?
And what percentage of Americans actually eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
50%.
More? 65?
Oh, 75.
What?
88% of Americans eat turkey.
Who celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, we were raised that way. It was like Thanksgiving represents a big table, a fancy table, lots of food, and turkey.
By the way.
Go ahead.
What are the two turkeys' names that went into the White House today to be pardoned?
I should know that. I am embarrassed. I do not know that.
You ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And by the way, it's Joe Biden's 81st birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yeah, you know what? They had to remind you.
Say something nice.
Wait a minute.
And Rosalind Cotter.
Yes. We talked about that this morning. Yes. What a lovely lady.
The turkeys were two of them. And they both get pardoned. That's the big tradition.
Yes.
Liberty and Belle.
All right.
I think that's pretty cool.
They're white. The turkeys are white.
So,
what's that say about diversity?
So, did you know that the name turkey, turkey, actually came from turkey, sort of, from turkey, because the Americans thought it looked like the guinea fowl that was in turkey, and so they... said, oh, like turkey.
It would really impress me if you told me what the Native American term for it was.
I would have impressed myself, but you know something? I looked for that, and I did not find it in my quick scour of the internet.
Wasn't the turkey going to be the national bird, Carl?
Well, Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird of America because it was native. And that it was prolific, but it was also a good,
sturdy.
It was sturdy and it was, it was part of America. He did not like the idea of the bald eagle, which he called a carrion eater.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
The eagle became,
I guess, more glamorous.
Yeah.
As far as the symbol of the look of it.
It looks great. But turkeys are ubiquitous to everywhere. I mean, they're downtown Reading.
I saw some walking across the road the other day. I was south on Market Street, and they were just parading along the railroad.
What we used to do was we gave away $25 in gift certificates to the person who sent me the best photo
of urban turkeys.
In fact, I think I'm going to put it on Facebook. The person that sends me the best turkey, a best picture of urban turkeys is going to get, $25 in in food certificates. Yes, either to Black Bear or Lucky Miller's or someplace.
Mm, thank you for the pleasure.
I love Black Bear.
Thank you for the pleasure.
Is it good?
So good. I mean, you know,
do you even have any left?
Yeah, I've got
thank you.
Two over there. There you go. There's your $5. There's your $5 bear bucks. Thanks, Susan, for coming in. Because
it's my pleasure.
Well, you know, it is the time of the year. This is the time of the year that everybody needs to take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Come together.
Mm-hmm.
Come together. And then we've got Christmas right after this. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember what that's about. And you're right. There's war in the Ukraine. There's war in Israel and Gaza.
Let's be thankful that we don't have war right here.
We don't have that. But mm-hmm. there are times that you have to wonder where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, you just have to wonder, how's this wonderful experiment of democracy going to end?
How's it going to work out? Let's not call it ending. Let's call it working
how's
out.
How's it going to work out?
So I left you this Light the World thing.
I'm going to stick it on the window.
And I, please stick it on the window and mention some of those things as they come up. You know, adopt a family.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.